All right, sports fans, welcome back. We're here at the town of Evertree. I'm here with Nate, and we are watching an arm wrestling match with a bunch of stupid humans that aren't supposed to be here, I'm pretty sure.
That's correct. I think it's Brock versus someone named Toby. He's a kind of a scrawny fellow. Let's see how he plays out today.
I know the smart money's on Brock. That guy is actually pretty heavy.
Well, that's where I'd put my money if I were
going to wait behind that. But oh, man, look at this. Okay, so starting off strong. They've got a nice even flow going back and forth.
I don't know. Look at Brock's grip. That's pretty strong. That's very
pretty good.
Firm.
Nope. Toby's giving up. He's falling back. He's falling back. What are we going to...
Oh, and then he slams right
into the table. Holy cow.
Oh, there's splinters everywhere.
Sports fans, you're not going to see anything like this again in the next century.
I am the dominant human.
Oh, my goodness. And there he goes. Brock giving away his identity.
Welcome back to Roleplay Rookies. Last time on Roleplay Rookies, we made some enemies, stole some horses, learned about Brock's weird bloodlust, and also, he got a girlfriend?
Ooh, Brock got a girlfriend.
You don't know her, though. She goes to Canada.
Oh. She goes to a different school.
Is that a reference to that Fish Hooks episode? Do you remember Fish Hooks?
I do. I don't.
No, I'm pretty sure. That's
oh my gosh!
Dynamite. Oscar has a Fish girlfriend, Hooks. A girlfriend who's in Canada, and she's like, "Oh gosh, what was her name?" It was like beautiful, perfect.
I haven't thought about Fish Hooks in so long.
Anyway, and she's in Canada, and they have to meet at Niagara Falls. Fish Niagara Falls.
No,
and he makes the whole freaking thing up, and then he goes, and there's like legit this lady there.
You know,
and she loves him. It's insane.
Well, okay, that might be
do want to like one day be able to create like a TV show like that. Just crazy stuff like Fish that goes through high school. Wait, do you guys remember like what was that one?
SpongeBob.
What was that one that was like my gym mate is
my
a monkey?
My gym partner.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh! You guys remember that one?
Cartoon Network.
That his last name.
Shows.
That his last name was Lion, so he gets sent down to like a zoo school.
Important redemption moment. The girlfriend's name was Doris Flores Gorgeous. That's all I had to say. All
right. How you guys feeling about the last episode? I thought it was pretty fun. I had pretty good moments.
You know, I feel like Brock almost made a friend.
Are you guys nervous? Yeah. And he stole his horses right after.
But, I made a friend and then I...
How you guys feel about getting to the capital? Are you guys nervous? You guys feeling good about this?
Yeah, I mean, they mentioned that only high elves were allowed in the capital.
Yes, and that might be an issue.
I feel like that's going to be something we're going to have to deal with.
Maybe. Or I can just let you in and just call it a night. You know, we can just go home early.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No, kidding.
Thank you for tuning in to Role Play Rookies.
All right, guys. Let's do this.
Roll the outro.
As you guys arrive with your horses, you find yourselves going over a mountain. And when you look below, you see a valley. On this valley, there is a city right underneath it. The city is beautiful. The buildings are made of gold, and there's this beautiful aura surrounding it. As you guys look closer, you see that the center of the city is surrounded by water, and that piece that's right in the middle of it, there's a big, the giant chapel with the rainbow sticking out of it, as our beloved Jack called out last episode. And
thank you.
As you guys see, this is the capital. This is a place where you guys been told that where the Bifrost is located. And you can also assume by the giant rainbow that that's where the Bifrost is located in this realm. However, getting in there will not be easy. You guys been told that only high elves are allowed to be entered in the city. And you guys do not look like high elves, right? They wear very fancy clothing. They are the best of the best, the rich of the rich. And you guys need to figure out how to get in. And you also need to figure out how to even access the Bifrost.
Okay. Toby, actually, yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
Looking out on the city, are there guards? And do they have, like, full, like, armor that would, like...
Or is it just the force field?
Yeah. Are there city guards?
There is a few city guards. Yeah, there are six city guards in the main entrance. So there's three on one side, and there's three the other one. In the main gate is just these two giant statues and of the founders of the elves.
If we were to acquire their armor or any armor of guards, would it hide us well enough that we could maybe get by as high elves?
Yes. So the armor of the guards, are the way you look like, it's just very fancy armor that covers your face completely. So you can't see. I mean, I'm not making this up. This is actually D&D lore. That's how elf guards look. They do wear like very awesome masks that do hide their faces. Imagine like, this is a bad example, but it's the same style of like the Fire Nation soldiers.
Okay.
You know, like how they hide their faces.
Yeah.
Like a graded face mask.
Yeah.
I think Brock's bloodlust might get fulfilled today.
No, you say that. But like going back in my experience with like Oblivion, stuff like that, I feel like as soon as we hit a guard, they'll catapult us to the other side of the map.
That's a... Yeah.
I feel like we're a little under-leveled.
All right, all right. Hold on. Okay, then well, plan B. Toby, I want to do like an insight or maybe just a perception. I want to see if there's like an armory or like a guardhouse or something. Somewhere where we could like steal armor. Maybe we could just sneak in and get the armor, you know? Or...
Mm-hmm. Everything is inside the force field. So if you want to do something like that, I will let you. But you need to figure out how to get to the force field first.
Okay.
Let's first walk up to the force field.
Okay. As you guys get closer and closer to the capital, the rock gets faster and faster. Like it's like a magnet. When you put like a magnet closer, the speed is accelerating. And it's going right to the force field. You guys let the rock go? Do you hold on to the rock? What do you guys do?
I hold on to the rock. Maybe it'll like phase us through the force field.
Okay, so you're strong enough. It's not pulling you, but you're strong enough to hold it, but you can feel that its power that's leading you to a specific place.
Okay. I have the rock in my hand.
Yes.
And I like clench my fist around the rock and I like put my fist against the force field. Does it go through?
It's like a static energy and it opens the force field like around your fist.
Guys, we need to hold hands
or eat it.
Gavin is going to full body grab onto Toby. Or not Toby. Yeah, Toby.
Yeah. Toby.
I'm going to just like on like hug him.
Like a koala? Like, this,
the moment he's been
in
waiting
fact,
for.
Piggyback ride.
There we go.
Toby's like, okay. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's great. This sounds... you guys, come on.
Gavin's going to pat his back. Come on up top.
Okay, so how you guys want to do this? So Gavin is big back riding.
Well, I was going to say I was going to hold on to like Toby's shoulder, but those are now occupied by Gavin.
Gavin holds out a hand.
I don't know if this is going to work, so I'm just going to watch until we figure out how this
okay.
works.
Jack, grab my hand. Jack, grab my hand.
I grab his... I just did it in person. I grab his...
All right. So the three of you cross, and that's what happens. You guys do cross all three... That you guys go throughout the force field. The force field just opens in the moment Jack walks through it and closes, leaving Brock behind.
Later, nerd.
I turn around. It worked. Hey, look, Brock, it worked.
And then I walk up to the force field. Give me that rock thing.
What do you guys do?
I put the rock next to the force
field. Okay.
I was
going
to say, Jack reaches his hand.
We walk away. He's like, I throw it. The rock
Too
immediately
bad.
Flies
you
away.
Find your own way in.
Your Brock. Girlfriend's mine.
I mean, I was just going to hold my hand back out through the force field, hoping that it reopens.
No, you're in, Brock. Okay, so nice. The three of you are in. No one has detected you yet. There are people walking in the streets. You can see. As of right now, you guys are in the very like corner of the city, so there's no one around you. What you guys want to do? So you guys are inside the capital now.
Can I do that perception to see if there's an armory now?
Yeah, please roll me.
Rolling perception. We're singing what I'm doing. 15.
Oh, you're lucky. Yeah, you see that 2 blocks from you, there is an armory. You see guards going back and forth, and they are... It's like on a guard station is where they hang out. You can assume that's where the guard's armor is going to be located.
All right, horse thief buddies huddle. And I get everyone together.
Don't say it that loudly.
I think we need a better team name.
All right, that we'll just put a pin in that for now. I think we go to the armory, we sneak in, steal armor, and then we pretend to be guards.
Is anyone, are we cool with that plan?
This seems to be overly simple.
The best plans are.
This sounds too straightforward to work.
Oh, you're right. But like stealing horses from a priest was...
Let's go to the armory and find out what's over there first to see if like there's a back door or like...
Well, I'm not going to walk straight in through the front.
How are you going to steal the armor?
I was going to go in through a window.
Wait, why aren't we going through
We don't even know if there's windows.
There are windows.
Because...
That was a freebie.
That was the grass.
Thanks, grass buddies.
You're welcome.
Okay.
See, Gavin, if they learn that we're human, we might be executed. That means we'll be killed.
Jack, I'm not a child. It's like this moment of clarity.
Every time Gavin says something like that, my only thought is Patrick, like, wait, my brain is working.
No, seriously, like, if they find out that we're here, we are dead. And so, them
especially
finding us that we're here stealing armor, we are double dead.
Well, then we better be stealthy.
Yeah.
Keep our hoods on.
And I will just say this, like, Volmar is coming back to the capital. So, like, when he gets here, he will let people know, like, there are humans here.
Man, we don't have a lot of time.
Well, it's not going to be crazy. It's like, you guys have a few hours. I'm just saying, like...
Danny sets down a sand timer. It's not going to be crazy.
I mean, he doesn't know that we're human. He just knows that we're horse thieves.
Okay, that's true. That's true. That's fair.
That's true.
Okay, so you guys need to come up with a plan. How you guys want to go inside the armory now that it has windows?
Can I sneak over to the building and just peek inside?
Can I also help you guys? Because I think you guys forgot one of the items that you have. John has a cloak that makes him turn into a guest.
I was just waiting my turn.
What am I doing?
You roll initiative.
Yeah. I'm trying to think about how I would transition to suddenly knowing that this is a thing.
Well, I told you
Would
Gavin remember or know that this is what happens to him at this point?
Oh, that's up to you.
And when you know how to use it, right? Like, that's where I'm going.
I have an idea of how you can do it.
Oh, no.
You see a delicious pastry on the other side of a window. And you're like, how do I get to that pastry? And then randomly you show up as we're discussing a plan with a pastry. And you're like, guys, look what I found. All I had to do was turn into some gas and get this pastry.
Well, that's a stretch.
Why is there a pastry in the armor?
No, I mean, I love that it's like a cartoon logic. That's so funny. That's so good.
That's the... I mean, it doesn't have to be a pastry.
I was like, I watched a lot of Looney Tunes.
He just needs to find a motivation to do something. And I feel like
that's amazing.
Gavin, I will tell you that you know how to use design. You've been attuned to design already. So it's up to you. If you think Gavin will not know how to use it yet, that's totally fine.
Yeah, I don't think he'd know how to use it yet. I know that's really the simple answer, but like, to be fair, I think...
Okay, that's fine.
This is a nice cloak. But Gavin would be interested in just like walking up and asking them if he can have some armor, quite frankly.
No. All right, someone hold Gavin back.
Why don't we just ask them for some armor?
Because if they decide not to give it to us, they'll kill us.
Can we just sign up to be guards?
We're not high elves. We're not allowed to be in the city.
Oh.
Again, if they learn we're human.
How many people are around?
You guys are in an alley right now, like,
so, like an alley.
So,
and there are people in the street. It's a full day, right?
Okay.
So there's a lot of people.
So explain to me, is this kind of like I'm imagining this being like an exclusive like area where, I mean, you don't see any other race. Are we sticking out like a sore thumb?
We would, right?
Like, or are is it like, oh, those guys are travelers. We've seen travelers before.
No, only high elves are allowed in capital.
And so, like, if they even get a hint that we are not high elves, which obvious.
They will call the guards.
They will call the guards.
Yes.
Okay. So we can't even, how did we even get two blocks down the road?
That's the challenge.
Sounds like a DM challenge to me.
See, no one was watching. That's what... Obviously.
As we're talking. We're in an alley.
Yeah.
As exactly. We're talking, Gavin is going to sneeze vigorously.
How do we get past the guards?
Wait.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
You sneeze?
He's going to like sneeze really hard and then he's just going to turn into gas.
Oh, cool.
That's how he, that's how he activates the robe for the first time.
Okay. Pure gas, Gavin.
And Gavin's gonna be like, not, no,
where'd he go?
Did anyone see that?
He's dead.
And at this point, Gavin is actually going to go through the window because in his mind, he's just gonna go get the armor. Like, we've been talking. He doesn't realize he's gas, but he's gonna like just go do it.
Oh, that's so funny. He just walks through the front door.
Yeah. Like, smokily
through
like
the front window.
Well, through a window, right?
An open window.
Yeah. And then as I, like, go into the window, I guess I unbecome gas because I can't do anything.
You.
Actually, this plan is terrible. Now I'm inside the armory, and how do I get armor out as gas?
You
I'm
just gas you just put on a piece of armor, a suit of
John,
armor.
John.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so I go in. So Gavin goes in to the armory, and then he turns into a person and realizes he's in the armory and not by his friends anymore. And he's like, sweet, this was super easy.
So, how high off the ground is this window?
First floor window?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Standard 4 feet
so
off the
we could just clamber in? We could just climb in normally?
Well, I think the problem was there's like a street between us and
you
so
cross
we
it.
We didn't want to get seen.
Okay. I'm going to put on some armor.
Okay, you are wearing armor now. For everyone else, you are guard.
And then Gavin, realizing that he's locked inside, this true. He's gonna go knock on the door behind the guards.
Okay.
Oh no.
Wait, is the okay? Never mind. He's gonna push on the door.
Oh, he goes, and they all look like, "Hey, evening."
He just nods.
Cool guy.
And then he says, "I have some new recruits that need armor."
Oh, new recruits? You said.
That's correct.
Oh, they can come in and grab new armor.
I have to take it to them.
Why is that? That's kind of weird, my friend.
It was the captain's orders.
The captain's orders?
The captain's orders.
Wait, you don't mean Captain Mitchell?
I, the one and only.
Oh my goodness. How many armors do you need?
Stop wasting my time. I'll just grab them myself.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Actually, no, come in here. I need you to grab... I can't carry this all myself.
Okay, do you need any swords? You need some, like... The bows and arrows. What?
Absolutely. Now you just carry them with me. We're gonna walk like a little ways away, and then I'm gonna look at an alleyway and be like, "Now put them down here."
But why? What? Wait. Where are your friends?
Are you arguing with me and the captain's orders?
No, I wouldn't dare so. I'm so sorry, sir.
Get back to your post.
Okay. I'm sorry, sir. And he salutes.
Oh my gosh.
And I salute back the same way they do.
Okay. You have a good day. You give a good word to your captain, okay?
Don't cross me again or I'll report you.
Oh my god.
Insolent.
He goes back and he goes, "Hey, will you talk to that cool guy? He's not a cool man."
At this point, I'm gonna like signal to you guys.
I love the idea that you did in the background that they're still talking how to get into the window.
Yeah. No, we're still thinking about like how do we get across the street?
And then you show up with armor in your hands.
Yeah. No, he like
three other guy.
He walks into the alley with all this armor, and like Brock is crying that he died, and I'm like writing his name on like a rock, like here lies.
Yeah, because for all we know, he just disappeared.
And then we
he
see
just
four,
evaporated into thin
and then,
air.
And then we see four or like three or four people walk out of the building and across the street carrying armor.
At this point, Gavin just like opens the little. I assume it opens.
Yeah,
opens the face mask. Okay, look, guys, look what I got.
Gavin, what? You're alive. I go and I give him a big embrace.
Gavin hugs him back really hard.
Okay.
I am alive. I've never been so alive.
You guys have armor now. You guys can put it on and blend in with the crowd.
And everybody who needs a weapon has one too, I guess.
Yes.
So,
however, you guys actually...
actually think that
I have...
what's supposed to wear armor?
Everybody's AC is now 17. Whoever wears... Yeah, Nate...
What kind of armor is this?
It's light armor.
Hot dog.
What if I had 18 before? Does it go down to 17?
Mm-hmm.
Darn.
Mine went up a lot, but I think...
You can't use the speed of it, Nate.
Wait, what?
I'm just kind of overriding just my AC 17.
Yeah, AC 17.
Yeah, just doing the override.
So in the mechanics of the game, what happens to our armor?
Do we have you don't have a bag of holding, so you just lose it.
Oh, shoot. Okay. At least we look cool.
Yep. You all look matching. What's the goal here now? What do you guys want to do?
All right, now that we look the part, I'm like, all right, well, we made it in. Why don't we just head towards the building with the giant rainbow shooting into the sky?
That sounds good to me. Let's go.
Okay. Let's go. So you guys get over there. You guys walk to the capital. You guys see the high elves. You see how they treat each other, how they talk. And most importantly, you see that magic is surrounding you guys. And you can feel this energy, this essence flowing through you guys. And as now you guys have been here for a little bit over 3 or 4 days, you sense magic even better than you sensed before. And you guys do notice that difference. You do notice that as long as you stay here, more strong the connection you feel with magic.
So this is inside of the middle building, the church?
Yes.
Okay.
As you guys walk in, you guys see this beautiful chapel, this beautiful garden, and you see this big old temple. You see there are priests praying, walking around, and you see people studying. You see that there are crystals everywhere. And Brock, you didn't notice this before because you failed your perception check, but the crystals that they all have here is the same material that you have on your ring.
Oh, nice.
And it was the same material that the priest had on his really cool staff. So whatever your ring comes from, you can assume it comes from this place.
Nice.
That's cool.
What does his ring do again?
Gives me 2 AC.
Oh, that's cool.
It's the spell shield. So when it is a reaction, you can use a plus 2 AC.
Cool. Mm. Okay.
So okay. The normal shield spell is plus 5 AC. Is that...
Is it plus 5?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's plus 5.
Nice.
You should have lied.
Normal shield spell is plus 8.
Is it really? It's a plus 5? I guess it makes sense because it's for wizards.
Yeah. I mean, it is a first level spell.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I think it's kind of broken for paladins, huh?
Oh, incredibly.
Being broken.
Oh, incredibly. Once he gets good armor, he'll have an AC, a base AC of like 12.
Well, he has like limitations of it. I think I gave him like 3 shots on that thing.
Yeah.
Still though.
Okay, so what do you guys want to do?
So we approach the building, are there guards outside the building?
There's no guards, they're only priests, there's only religious figures outside. So you guys it will be a little odd for 4 guards just want to walk in. So you guys might want to have like a cover story or something up to get in there.
Okay, guys, horse stealer huddle again. Armor thief huddle, that's better.
There you go.
I was the only one who did that.
You can be captain of armor thieves.
Okay, I'm on board.
All right, we have to sneak into this. It looks like a temple. Does anyone have any ideas? What's our cover? Why are we going into a temple?
Can I try and see if Gavin has any clue as to what the religious background here may be?
Roll me a religion check.
Okay, that's going to go badly.
I feel like we should have asked the wood elves about that before we made it this far.
He rolls high enough, we can retroactively say we did.
That'll let me go down. I've never had that much on religion with any character ever. Oh my gosh, I rolled a 20.
Oh, baby.
I rolled a dirty 20.
Do you remember on, I think it was the second episode, that you asked for some, like, learn Elvish a little better.
Yeah.
But they gave you like a few manuscripts about Elvish. You looking through them, that you remember that you have like a manuscript about the religion of this place. So they worship the god of crystals, right? So every realm there is a god. In this realm is a god of crystals, also known as the god of wisdom. The elves, they have a prophet. It's called the vessel of this god, and they give them the idea is that this vessel gives the elves eternal wisdom. He has the knowledge of every single thing in every single round, and he gives the elves wisdom. And this temple is a place dedicated to this vessel to understand, to read, and give back wisdom to the elves. So because the elves value a lot the connection they have with magic. You can sense that as you are into the capital. So this religion is a very strong religion based off gaining knowledge, but not only having knowledge, but understanding knowledge and applying that type of knowledge, a.k.a. wisdom, right?
That's a bunch of nerds.
It's a joke. So that's what you guys know. You guys know they are very focused on wisdom. They're very wisdom heavy, and they do have a quote-unquote prophet. They do have a vessel that talks to their god directly.
What was the name of their god in the scroll?
The god of this lens is called Scorius.
Scorius.
He is the god of wisdom, the god of Christos, and they use a lot of those here.
Cool. And how do they usually worship? Like,
So the vessel that I talk about, it's one elf that talks to him directly, and it's kind of like a prophet, right? And that vessel talks to the other elves.
Okay. And so I am assuming, based on the scroll I have and the nature of my role, that I will know a little bit about how I will approach this church normally.
You know that no one talks to the vessel.
Okay.
There are priests that they can communicate to, so you won't, the vessel won't be just hanging out at the church. He'll be in a different place studying. Oh.
Okay, cool.
So you guys, if you guys enter, he's not going to be there.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
So is the rock that they have is that's on my ring as well, is that also what the rock that we have is?
No. Maybe. It's not the same thing? No, it's not the same. The rock that you have, it's different. It's red. It's glowing like magma. Okay, so actually the stone that you guys see, it's as close you guys get to the church, the stronger the pull becomes. It's like you guys have to like hold back or else we'll pull you with it. So it really wants whatever is inside the chapel.
Will you remind me again, if I'm allowed to be reminded, the stone has some other ability, doesn't it? Or does it not?
You guys don't know anything about the stone yet.
We know that it guides us.
Okay, sounds good.
The rock guides. The rock provides.
Do any of you have a thing you want to do?
Is the rock like pushing us into this temple?
Yes.
Okay. What if we go to the priest and say, "We have been sent on a pilgrimage by this rock, and we need to go."
Wait. What was the general's name?
Guards.
What was the general's name? Can we remember what the general's name is?
General.
Dipping the priest like Volgar. Volmar?
No, no. The captain.
You lied about.
The captain.
Oh, I think I named him Mitchell.
Mitchell?
Captain Mitchell, yeah.
Mm. Maybe we could use that.
The captain? The sheriff?
Captain.
You talking about the captain?
The guy that I said that the captain.
Oh, yeah. And everyone had like deep respect for.
Because I guess Gavin apparently knows and has read about this religion thing. He's going to go walk up to the door.
And also, any further religion checks, John, you can't have advantage on them because you know the information.
Because you got a freaking 20. I mean, I guess that...
That's right. That's right. Because he got good rolls, so I'm going to give him advantage on future rolls.
That makes sense. Gavin has learned a lot about a lot of different religions on his spiritual journey.
That's true.
That has involved several cults, apparently.
That's true.
Got to catch them all.
All right.
All
right.
Yeah, so he's going to walk up to the front door with the stone, and then I'm going to push the door to see.
That's open. That's fine.
Great. And I walk in.
Okay.
I would like to walk in behind him. Hear me out. We just make a run for it.
we need to go in an organized manner so that we can, you know, pull off being guards.
They don't look. They only need to think we're guards until we hit the rainbow.
Okay, as you guys arrive, you see that inside this chapel is absolutely beautiful. The artwork is phenomenal. You can see that it's stunning. It is a bright white color everywhere. So as you guys see, this beautiful chapel has beautiful white covers of crystals everywhere. It's the same material as Brock's ring. As you go there, there are some priests, but there's one main priest in the very back praying to the statue of their god. As you guys get closer, that's what you guys see. However, if you guys keep going, they might ask you some questions. So this is a moment. So I'm going to ask you guys what you guys want to do. You guys are inside the chapel.
I want to do a perception to see what like the people in the building are doing. Like if they're like praying or doing anything that like I could also pretend to be doing in order to look less conspicuous.
Yeah, roll me for me.
Perception roll. I got a 7.
You see a lot of people reading. That's all you see.
this chapel is giving me Pontiff Sullivan vibes from Dark Souls 3, and that is terrifying to
That's
me.
Pretty good. Yeah.
He wants you to feel that way.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good, like, visual trap.
I'm worried that the priest that's in the front praying is Volmar.
It's not Volmar.
He's not back yet, I don't think.
Okay. He's not back. He's going to be back in a few hours.
We shouldn't be here. You're
quick.
Okay, how you guys want to do? Do you see people reading books? Do you see people... remember, this is a place of wisdom. This is a place where people come to receive wisdom and knowledge.
Who's the smartest one of us? Hey, Jack, do you know what we should do?
Wait. So, question here.
My intelligence is 10.
Hey, question,
Jack,
real
you
quick.
Should stand behind me.
So, John...
Been doing it the whole time.
From your studies...
Gavin.
Gavin, from your studies, are ordinary people allowed in the chapels, or is it like a public place, or is it specifically
It's a public place for only high elves, though. That's the thing. Only high elves can be...
Okay, so we could essentially come in and be like, we're trying to ascend to a higher plane of knowledge and try to convince them that...
I would like to say, we are guards.
I understand that. We are lowly guards, and we want to gain the power of wisdom.
I have an idea.
Religion. Wait, yeah, Gavin.
I have an idea. Gavin wants to walk up to one of the priests in the back, one that doesn't look too occupied,
yeah,
and say, Volmar sent us, and he gave us information that there are humans trying to get to the Bifrost. We need to go protect it.
Oh, that's really
good. How is he coming up with all these bangers?
Because I suddenly got slammed with universal intelligence or something. I don't know what happened. I read that scroll and I've been enlightened.
He goes, whoa, Volmar sent you. He found the invaders.
He didn't capture them. They definitely got away. And he sent us to come and stop them at the Bifrost. So we need to guard it.
Oh, it's okay. No one's going to get to the Bifrost.
How do you know?
Oh, because only the vessel has access to it.
Only the vessel?
Yeah.
Then the vessel's in danger.
No, he's not. He's safe.
Volmar told us to go save him. Do you trust Volmar?
With my life. He's my brother-in-law.
Volmar sent us to protect the vessel.
Father Peter.
Yes, my son.
And that's the big priest in the back. He goes, come. Tell him everything you told me.
Volmar sent us to protect the vessel from humans.
Roll me deception check against this guy, John.
I was waiting for there to be some sort of roll for
I thought you were going to let me go. This is not going to be good. It's a solid 6.
Nice.
He goes, why are you lying to me, my son? Tell me the truth.
The truth is that I'm really new. And I don't know what I'm doing. And a guy just told me that I had to come here and take care of someone. I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't be nervous. But I'm going to cast something to help us out, okay? And he casts a zone of truth.
Oh, no. Oh, crap.
And he goes, so tell me, why are you here?
Don't say anything! Silence is an option.
How big
Wait,
is the zone?
We, of yeah,
zone?
How big is that? Are we
it's
in
him,
the zone?
It's just him. It's just him.
I walk up outside the zone and say, Father, I'm so sorry. He's a new cadet.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. Can you get a little closer?
I can't, unfortunately. I haven't bathed today. It's best if we maintain.
Are you sure? I don't mind the smell. You can't accept.
No, it's pretty bad.
Just 3 feet forward. Just 3-4 feet.
No, you trust me. It's for both
Are
of
you
us.
Sure?
I think this is for the best.
No, you can walk in a little bit closer. I'm kidding.
He is definitely getting more and more suspicious.
Gavin goes, I was led here by a magic rock.
Oh, crap.
The priest looks down. Is this thing on? Is this working?
Oh my god, that's so funny because it doesn't. He's telling the truth. And he goes, huh. Okay.
We have been told by grass to come.
This is Gavin's new plan.
Just confuse him.
To tell the truth.
But be selective.
And he goes, whoa, okay. What's this magic rock?
Oh, it's actually, I don't know what it is.
Do you have it? May I see it?
I don't have it.
Who has it?
I don't remember.
Toby has the rock.
You're lying.
I don't. Gavin doesn't remember.
Toby, you have it, right?
Yeah. Like, yes. It's right here in my hand.
You show him?
Why would you show him?
I'm not going to show him.
Well, can I see it?
I mean, that was a question.
Unfortunately, I cannot show it to you, Father. Strict orders from Volmar. None are to see it until he arrives. Then, by all means, I believe he wanted to show it to you.
Well, let's call him.
He's on his way already, actually. So we could just wait.
Yeah, he's
hours,
a little
he'll
delayed,
here.
But he'll be here.
He was sidetracked on his way.
He's still not lying.
I heard he lost his horses.
Yeah, he sent us ahead. It's a
I'm sorry, thing. But Father, you mentioned something that conflicts with a little bit of information that I was given. And to be fair, I may have just misheard Volmar. Did you say that the only person who can use the Bifrost is the vessel?
Well, my child, anyone can use the Bifrost. Well, not everyone, because only we dictate who can use it, but the vessel has no access to it. He can open and close the Bifrost in this realm.
I see. Okay, well, that makes more sense, because Volmar actually told us to go through the Bifrost and to wait for him on the other side.
You're going to have to roll deception disadvantage, because that's like, Volmar wouldn't say that.
With disadvantage.
Oh, no.
I got a nat one.
Well, that's definitely the one that's
okay. So with a nat one,
yeah. Wait before you react. Give us a second to breathe and think.
Okay.
I don't think that's how this works.
It sure ain't.
Well, I'll give you a second, because as you're saying that, Toby, you get very excited and you step 3 feet forward and you say, Volmar sent us here to exit the Bifrost, and the Zone of Truth just turns red, meaning that you're lying, and he goes, two lies, you know. I'm going to have to beat
you
guys up.
Call guards? We're guards.
Oh, no, I don't need to call guards. I just need to know what's going on. And he's about to do something, and Brock, do you want to do something? Do you want to react?
I'm sorry.
Call him.
I mean, at this point...
No. This is what he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you that there are humans on the way to the capital and that we need to protect the Bifrost.
No, I'm going to figure out what's going on with your guys first. And then I'm going to call Volmar to see what's going on.
I can talk to grass.
It's still green. He's like, what is...
It turns green. Like, it's obviously broken. Here, tell another
truth.
Another truth.
I know the meaning of life.
Green. I'm like, what?
See, you cannot rely on this. For whatever reason, this magic here has been tainted. And that should also be a red alarm, because why would magic in this magical place...
This holy place,
exactly, have any sort of taint if it's safe? The fact that your spell isn't working should be sign enough that there is an emergency happening and that we need to get to the Bifrost.
Roll me a deception check with advantage, Jordan.
That was good.
That was really good.
Jack is subtly putting his hand on his sword.
Oh, sorry.
In case this goes wrong.
I'm just realizing I should have used
what do I roll again?
Earlier.
Deception
with advantage.
I should have used my inspiration earlier.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little late now, but...
Do we use the one or
nope,
do we use
that would
the
be the 16.
16.
Okay. He goes, you know what? You're right. But I can't let you in to see the vessel. I can't see the vessel. The vessel chooses when he opens the gate or not.
Well, there has to be some way we can warn him about what's coming.
Yeah, and he takes you to his office, and you see this beautiful crystal door. In the moment you step in, who has a stone?
I do.
You do?
Toby does.
Roll me a strength saving throw.
Oh, shoot. Okay. 12.
Okay, so you do fail. And the rock pulls you and you hit the wall. And the rock is like stuck to the wall. And he goes, what? A rock is about to prepare a spell. into a cast on you guys, and then you hear a voice saying, "Stop! Let them in." And as it says, that the rock falls to the ground, and a door opens. And the priest, as you guys look back to the priest, he is kneeling down as he hears the voice of the vessel. He goes, and it looks like he goes, "The vessel commands you to go in. Go."
Okay.
I pick up the rock off the ground. I walk in and I look at him and I'm all like, "Volmar will be hearing about this."
"You'll be hearing from my superiors."
As you guys, that's funny. As you guys walk in, you guys see, sorry, I guess this is another Dark Souls reference, the Duke's archives. You guys see a giant library with millions and millions of all sorts of books, all different languages. And as all of you are getting, you see this beautiful elevator that made of crystal. As you guys get in and you start going down, you see this library just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And you see how many levels of different books. And you can, again, going back of the ideology of reading, understanding the knowledge, the knowledge and using his wisdom. You see that whoever this vessel is, he spends most of his time just reading every single book on this library. So as you guys go down the elevator, you guys find yourself staring to a man with a hood up, and his back is behind you guys. And he has to hear you guys arrive. He goes, "Ah, you guys must be the humans. Am I right?"
"We're the humans."
"It's okay. It's safe now."
Jack lets out a huge, exasperated sigh.
"Humans. We also are the horse thieves, and we're also the armor thieves."
"It's okay, it's okay." As he turns around, you see an elf. But this elf looks a little bit different. You can tell that his left eye is completely crystallized, and you see there's crystals all over his arms, his legs. And he goes, "My name is Liam. I'm the vessel of this realm. Nice to meet you, humans. We need to talk."
Thank you for listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh as Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny as our amazing DM. Quick shout out again to some more of you incredible listeners. Thank you to Josh A, Shauna S, and Kyle W. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks again, guys.
Welcome back to John and Nate's Corner.
Sometimes Jordan.